The Lord spoke to me something that is very important for this season. I'm always hungry and thirsty for God's word, what the Lord is saying, and I'm so attentive, extremely so, and sensitive to the doings of the Lord and to the speakings of the Lord. And this month of October, the Lord spoke and said, I'm about to do something that is going to be unforgettable. This is not a phrase. This is not a mumbling of somebody who thinks they've been waiting for a long time for something to be done or to happen. This is an oracle. It's not a teaching. These are not tears for somebody who has been praying and say, I'm praying for this to be done. This is an oracle. An oracle and the word of God, they're different. I can come to you with the word of the Lord. And I can come to you with an oracle. The word of the Lord, it is that which is given. So the Lord can speak to me through the Bible, through a teacher, through a preacher, through a prophet. An oracle, it is the direct word from the Lord. There are days when I'm praying, I would be praying like this, and my tongue just gets jammed. And my voice, same voice I'm speaking to you, someone takes over it and it begins to speak instructions. In those instructions, sometimes he even shouts at me and tell me what I must do. And you may actually think, well, is this guy okay? And you see me, I'm praying over there, and then all of a sudden I'm saying, Shepherd, I'm telling you, do this, Shepherd, do this, do this. And that moment, it is an oracle where the Lord himself is, it's not a revelation that is coming through you or a word of inspiration spoken through you. It is an oracle where the Father has descended and he's talking himself, not through revelation or through the word you are hearing. So I may hear the word and I may speak it. But this time around, it's not even me speaking. I'm not even given an opportunity to speak. So the Lord spoke to me, and I want you to hear this. And I wrote some other things. October is not just another month. It is a divine appointment where heaven is releasing unprecedented miracles, prophetic signs, and strategic instructions that will alter your destiny forever. This is the month where I will do a miracle so profound that you will never be the same. Prophetic signs will align to confirm my word over your life. And divine instructions will position you for supernatural breakthroughs. The enemy has tried to steal your joy, delay your promises, and make you doubt of my love. But this month of October, I, the Lord, I am saying to you, enough. I am reversing every curse, accelerating every delayed blessing, and performing signs that will leave you in shock. This is not something to do with where we are looking for something to be done. This is where the Lord has spoken. So all our actions in this month will not just be based on faith, but will be based on what God has said. 3 weeks ago, if not a month ago, the Lord said to me, he said, drive to a prayer mountain in Mzuzu, where I normally go to pray. He said, there I will meet you. So when I was going there, I was not going there just to pray. I didn't have prayer points. My wife asked me a question, said, so you're going there, what will you be praying for so that I can join you and we can be praying together? And I said, I don't even know, but I feel a prompt. The Lord says I should go and pray. There, he will meet me. So imagine you go in a place, you drive about 6 hours, and you arrive there, you have no petition. You just stand there because God says he will meet you there. And I stayed the first day from morning to evening. I was just worshiping and praying and reading the Bible, you know, and until evening. What am I doing? Waiting to meet the Lord. At night I was there. As I was praying, the Lord spoke to me. Few things. Just in very brief words. He showed me a man of God who I used to know years ago. God said, this man, he said, tomorrow, buy him a car. And go and give him. Imagine where I go to a prayer mountain to meet the Lord. And there he tells me, do this. And I didn't even know where to start from. My wife asked me a question. She said, did God speak to you? I said, yeah, but I'm coming. And I came back home and just saw people running up and down. What's going on? I said, no, we're arranging a car. What's happened? I said, this guy has to go now, today. And so the car was arranged and it went. And when the man of God received the car, he said, I'm driving, I'm coming to Lirongwe. And when he came, he brought a word to speak to me. He said, when I was sleeping at night, the Lord said this to me to tell you. Are you getting that?
Oh, yes.
That's all I wanted. For me, it's all about what God is saying. I really don't care what the world is saying or what I'm passing through or what I'm facing, what I'm seeing. To me, what matters? And I received that word with fear and trembling. And he said, this is what the Lord is showing me. I had a dream and I saw this, and let's pray together. And we prayed. That's all I wanted. And the car that I saw, it was very expensive, trust you me, very expensive. So when I came here, I was like, all right. So I asked the guys, I'm like, okay, give me some cars. Give me 2 different ranges. So they gave me. I'm like, I'm going to get this one. So they went to get it, and it even came at my house. And God said, no, I didn't say this car. You buy it, but that's not obedience. It's obedience, but partial obedience. God has nothing to do with the partial obedience. He said, I want you to obey what I said. This has to be the car that I spoke. And when the man came, he showed him his notes, which he wrote a while ago, where he actually saw that the major one gave him a car, and it was, he even wrote the name of the car. And it was that car. You see the difference? If it was you, it would be a testimony if you received the car. Yes. But some of us who have reached a level whereby when we give, it becomes a testimony.
Amen.
You are not getting it.
Yes.
And when I saw the confirmation to say, ah, so God spoke this guy, then God spoke to me. What a testimony. And in return, I got a word. Very powerful word. Just one word. And he doesn't even know how powerful that word is. You see, there are people I chat with and I'm talking to, and they will speak a word. And they won't even know what they have just spoken. But to me, it will mean everything. Because in the kingdom, what matters is what the Lord has spoken. Amen. I was saying earlier on today, I said, imagine every year the Lord speaks to us. This year is going to be this year. That becomes a prophetic word, not to change your life, but to make you align your actions, your behavior, towards what God has spoken. Did you hear that? So if you are living, you know that we have got this word for this. It means even how I behave or what I do, I have to align myself with this word that God has spoken. So if you're praying, if you're fasting, anything. A very good example. God says this year is a year of plenty. I was saying earlier on, do you know by February, most people had forgotten about it, the word of prophecy. By March, by April, people even stopped talking about it. That's how the prophetic ministry is. Prophetic ministry is, that's how the Bible says the prophetic ministry is. It says, I have called you as a prophet so that when they hear, they shouldn't even hear you. Even if they are seeing that, but their eyes must be darkened. So a prophet can even come and say, hey, there is war coming. They'll hear you, but they won't even take an action. Scripture says God will make the voice of a prophet like a woman singing a song of love. You know what that means? When a woman sing a song of love. Did you hear that? Because you see, women are emotional. So that's where a lot of men are. They believe what a woman says. Okay? Not all women, though. I can be in trouble. Not all women, though. But a woman normally, you see, men will hear a woman say something, but, you know, so she can sing a song of love here for you. I said, man, that's not all women, right? Tomorrow, she will tell you how you. But yesterday, you were telling me how good I am. Volume? Is the volume louder? Or? So, a woman can sing a song. Oh, a woman. Are you? But then, a week later, okay, because they're emotional. So they will tell you according to what they are feeling at that what? At that hour. So even if she says something to hurt you, don't listen to it. I promise, just wait for an hour. Just do something nice, you'll see. Ah, you. There is no one like you. Like, don't even remind her to say, do you remember what we said yesterday about me? Don't even remind her. Just to stay quiet. Because that's what the Bible says. It says, so prophetic ministry is like a woman. So it's like when people listen to you, it's like they're listening to a love song. Where you speak and they'll be hearing you. And you'll be talking and they'll be hearing you. And they'll be like, wow. But they will not understand it. Are you understanding? That's why there are very few prophetic ministries in the world. They are not a lot. I can promise you. And most of these prophetic ministries are so despised. So when you check in the scripture there, in Ezekiel 33, verse 32, the Bible says what?
Indeed, you are to them like a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well an instrument. For they hear your word, but they do not do them.
You hear that? Can you check in New Living Translation?
You are very entertaining to them.
Okay, so people were wondering, like, so where are you getting a woman? Actually, that scripture, when you read it from the Hebrew verse, it talks of a woman. And that's when New Living Translation, they use the word beautiful. Okay, go ahead.
You are very entertaining to them, like someone who sings love songs with a beautiful voice or plays fine music on an instrument. They hear what you say, but they don't act on it.
That's the prophetic ministry. People hear you, they want to act on it. Tonight I just came to tell you what this month is going to be all about. It's up to you to act on it or not. But hear this. It shouldn't be like this with you. The reason why David became the most prosperous in the prophetic ministry, it is because of his ability to act on what the Lord had spoken. When God says repent, he was not even being hesitant. He would repent right away. When God says do this, he would do it without a second thought. In this month of October, the Lord has just spoken, and I read for you what will be done. God said he will erase every curse. Amen. Did you hear that? I will erase every what? Every curse. But there are three things that have been mentioned over there. It says, and there will be prophetic what? Fulfillments. Not only that, but the Lord also said there will be alignments. You see, I don't want to have a sermon to preach to you for a long time. I want you just to hear what the Lord is saying will be done. Curses will be broken. Miracles will show up. And all makes sense for those of you who were there when I was talking about divine reset, where God is going to make a reset. It now makes sense. A reset is when God looks at you and then he says, no, we have to reset this in its original format. To reset means to delete whatsoever was there and to put it in its original plan. So God can actually reset certain things around you. There are some sicknesses, curses, problems, financial debts. God says, this is not how I had made you. So I'm going to reset you. Your thinking and how now you have become and no intimacy with the Christ. And you have forgotten about the ways of the Lord and sin has taken over. The Lord says, I'm going to reset. To reset means to change. Put you back in the original format. Tonight I'm just telling you what will be happening. All right? So expect things to start happening in this month. Are you here? Things to expect in this month. Okay? Today I'm going just to tell you as the Lord said, and then I have to convert everything what the Lord said into teachings. Things to expect in this, you don't have to write this if you'll be watching the service tomorrow. But I just want you to hear this as you prepare yourself. Number one, expect incurable sicknesses being healed. I didn't just say diseases. Diseases which doctors says they can't do anything. We are going to see them being cured in this month. We are going to do a lot of healing services. You will see. We'll be having a lot of healing services, and we'll be having people in your homes. Bring your family members who are bedridden, and we'll say to them, rise up and walk. And they'll be rising up and they'll be walking.
Amen.
We are going to see people testing, going back to the hospitals to test. And they'll be coming back with the results that the sickness that was in their body is gone. We're going to see children with autism becoming normal.
Amen.
We are going to see miracles we have never seen in this month.
Amen.
If you believe, raise your hand up and say, I do believe.
I do believe.
Number two, signs you'll be seeing in this month. We are going to see signs of repentance. So many people, and some of you are watching me now, you lost your relationship with the Christ a long time ago. And trust you, me, the biggest miracle you're going to see yourself is where the Spirit of God will come and convict you. And say to you, I need you back the way you were. And you're going to see people, there will be a heavy moment, a great moment, where most people, they will repent and come back to Christ. Not only that, but even some of your family members you know who you want them to be saved, you will see them repenting and coming to Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to see salvations. People repenting, coming to Christ, your children, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, saying they want Jesus. It will be a very interesting month that even some of you, you go back on your knees in your room. Some of you, you fasted a long time ago and nowadays you can't fast anymore. You are so lazy to fast because that relationship departed from you. But that relationship, we're going to see it coming back upon God's people in this month of October. And people will come back on their knees. People go back in their rooms and fast. People go back and worship like before. Another sign we're going to see in this month. Is family restorations. And I have to tell you this. And when I was praying, God told me, he said, there are so many families that I have to fix. When I say family restorations, there are so many families that are living in strife. There are so many feuds happening. So many misunderstandings. This starts from parents and children, and it goes even as far as some is to do with as a couple. To some, it's not a couple. To some, it is the extended family where your sister, your brother, your cousins, there are issues. And some of you, it's your in-laws. And the Lord said to me, unless the person does not want this to be fixed, but if anyone who wants this to be fixed, God will show up in this month. That misunderstanding and fights, that hatred, that rejection you have suffered, it will be fixed in this month of October to remember. Another thing that will happen in this month, the Lord said unto me, he said, in this month, there will be divine settlements. We are going to see people with debts getting financial miracles, paying off all their bills. And some will wake up in the morning with testimonies where they won't even understand how they got out of a loan. Say divine settlements.
Divine
settlements. There'll be so many settlements. This divine settlement is not only financially, but even court cases.
Amen.
Anyone with a court case. Am I talking to somebody right now? People with a court what?
Cases.
Cases. If there will be a month they will talk about and they will never forget, it's this month.
Amen.
Receive on my behalf. You didn't hear me. I said, connect for me. Say, major one, receive it. Anyone else who's watching me, if you have a court case, if you have got issues, people are fighting you, or whatsoever is happening, there will be divine settlements. This month, the Lord said unto me, I shall make this month a sign and a wonder for those who fear my name to know I am the Lord in their midst.
Yes.
We're not operating from a point or where we are saying, oh, we need God. No, this is a point where we are desperate. This is a point of acting on what the Lord has said. Can I repeat? It's not desperation. The Lord has spoken. So we see people having issues and resolved issues. Things will be settled.
Amen.
You see the difference between those people who God speaks to and those who God doesn't speak to. It's so simple. After God spoke this way to me, I never slept that night. Kept on thinking how a month will be. You see, but there are people after hearing this word, you're just going to go like here and come out from here. And they'll be very normal. And this month will finish and they'll see nothing. And they'll continue with their lives. What a shame. And they've got so many problems more than all of us combined, the whole world. May God visit you. You better take God's word very serious. Or else you're wasting your time in this prophetic ministry. You should move and go to another ministry. If you indeed are in this prophetic ministry, what the Lord is saying, take this word very seriously.
Amen.
There'll be divine settlements.
Amen.
Another son are going to sin this month. God will speak to you through either a prophecy, either I myself will prophesy to you, or someone you know will have a word for you from the Lord, or you have a prophetic dream. Something like that is going to happen. That shall confirm my word I'm speaking to you. And the dream some of you are going to have, it will be very clear. Extreme clear. And God will be in that dream, giving you what to do, how to do. Listen to me. Either you have a dream or I will speak to you. Or somebody will just going to tell you, maybe they had a dream or God spoke to them about you. Something like that is going to happen. Or you are going to have a divine prophetic prompt or burden. All of a sudden, you're going to have this feeling to say, you know what? It's like that, or I'm going to do this, or let something like that in this month is going to happen. Position yourself. The Lord says, position yourself. For he who sits in heavens has declared. Another sign that you're going to see, another thing you're going to see in this month. It is miracles. Miracles. we're going to have miracles. The jobs people never applied, being called for. A tender you never even submitted, telling you have won one. The promotions you never applied for, being told you are promoted. No interviews. Of course, some there'll be interviews where they'll call you for an interview you never even thought, you never expected. There'll be connections. There'll be miracles. Some of you, you'll receive emails from places you never thought you'd receive an email. Some of you, high people will invite you and say they want to have a meeting with you. There are so many. I've just given you a few, but you're going to hear most of these things as I teach you. One of other things I want to mention tonight is angelic assistances. We're going to see so many angelic helps. Oh my God, can I repeat this statement? Angelic what? You will see people escaping accidents they would never survive. And you're going to see this thing happening. If the enemy thought you're going to die in this month through an accident, you will see. You will walk out of it as if nothing happened to you.
Amen.
We are going to see things, angelic help. It will be so real, like the one of the Bible. Certain people are just going to come from nowhere. And they won't even know that the angels, because they are spirits, ministering spirits, an angel, the spirit of an angel, can entice a woman, can entice a man and say, help this man.
Yes.
People don't know that word. If demons, if demonic spirits, are angels of Satan, angels of God, the Bible says, who makes angels ministering spirits. You will see people coming to your aid without you telling them to do so. Just willingly, like they want to help you. Just so that angelic spirits are involved. What a month. What a month. Somebody say October to remember.